For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley tweeted, "I want to hear her." He was speaking about Christine Blasey Ford, who, along with her attorneys, now have until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to a request to testify to the committee about an assault she says happened in high school at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After several days of restraint, President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He tweeted, "If the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been filed with local authorities by either her or her loving parents." That tweet drew a sharp rebuke from Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
I thought that the president's tweet was completely inappropriate and wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The head of FEMA used government vehicles without proper authorization, but will not lose his job over it. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Brock Long had been under investigation by the Homeland Security Department's watchdog over possibly misusing government vehicles to travel to his home in North Carolina. Nielsen says they spoke about the problems and Long agreed to reimburse the government, though it's not clear how much money that actually is. Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell has been placed on administrative leave following allegations of domestic violence from his wife. Cubs owner Todd Ricketts.
Anytime there are accusations of this nature, they have to be taken very seriously, and timing or inconvenience doesn't play into it.
This after a blog post attributed to Melissa Wrighty, which contained detailed allegations of years of physical and emotional abuse at the hands of Russell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FDA has a message for dog and cat owners. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The FDA says pills meant to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks could, in some cats and dogs, cause neurological problems as a side effect. Doctors say pet owners need more warnings, and they're issuing an alert to owners and to veterinarians saying they're going to require more clear labeling on such products, including proper dosage. A pesticide used in the medication sold under brand names like Bravecto and NexGard can cause symptoms like stumbling or seizures in some animals. After careful review, the FDA says the products are safe and effective for most animals, but while most won't have adverse reactions, it's important pet owners and vets know the risks and get more information. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People who want bigger trucks need bigger garages to keep them in. John Clemens explains.
Eric Noble is an associate professor of transportation design at Art Center College of Design, which is located in Pasadena, California. Garages are being remodeled to what is the new standard size, so the larger trucks and bigger SUVs will fit. But Noble tells us there may be another issue.
I have to say, anecdotally, I'm one of those fellows. I've driven into my own garage with my full-size Ford pickup and surfboard still on the roof and regretted it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.